Welcome back to Unzip, where we break down the latest AI and machine learning research into digestible insights. I'm Skylar, and before we dive in, a quick thanks to our sponsor, Limitless AI, helping teams deploy production, ready AI solutions faster than ever. Today, we're unpacking five fascinating papers that span everything from next-gen diffusion models to embodied AI agents and hallucination mitigation. Let's get started. First up, we have co-evolving representations in joint image feature diffusion from Theodoros Kouzelis and team. Now, if you've been working with diffusion models, you know that most approaches use fixed representation spaces. Basically, they extract features from pre-trained encoders and keep those feature spaces frozen during training. The problem is, this creates a disconnect between what the diffusion model is trying to learn and how the features are structured. It's like trying to paint a masterpiece while being forced to use someone else's color palette that wasn't designed for your specific artwork. What these researchers propose is pretty elegant. They let the representation space itself evolve during training. Instead of keeping those high-level semantic features locked in place, they allow them to adapt and co-evolve with the generative objective. Think of it as the feature encoder and the diffusion model having a conversation throughout training, constantly adjusting to work better together. The results show significant improvements in both generation quality and semantic coherence. For practitioners, this suggests we might want to rethink our approach to feature extraction in generative models. Instead of always reaching for that frozen clip encoder, consider whether allowing some adaptation could boost your model's performance. The computational overhead seems manageable, and the quality gains could be substantial, especially for domain-specific applications where the pre-trained features might not be perfectly aligned with your target distribution. Next, let's talk about a critical challenge in LLM deployment with Trust But Verify, introducing DaVinci by Vipula Raut and colleagues. Anyone deploying LLMs in production knows the hallucination problem is real and expensive. Models can sound incredibly confident while being completely wrong, which is terrifying in healthcare, legal, or financial applications. DaVinci tackles this with a dual attribution and verification framework, essentially building a fact-checking system directly into the LLM inference process. The key innovation here is that it doesn't just flag potentially problematic outputs, it actually provides attribution for claims and verifies them against reliable sources in real time. Think of it as giving your LLM a research assistant that constantly checks its work. The framework operates during inference, so you don't need to retrain your models, and it provides both confidence scores and source citations for factual claims. What's particularly clever is how it balances thoroughness with efficiency. It doesn't verify every single word, but uses sophisticated heuristics to identify claims that actually need checking. For anyone deploying LLMs in high-stakes environments, this is huge. The framework is modular, so you can integrate it with existing systems, and the attribution component means you can actually audit your model's reasoning process. The verification accuracy they report is impressive, and the computational overhead is reasonable for most production use cases. If you're building LLM applications where factual accuracy matters, DaVinci deserves serious consideration. Moving into the embodied AI space, we have 3DVCD hallucination mitigation in 3D LLM embodied agents from Makanjuola Ogunleye's team. This paper addresses a fascinating problem. When you put multimodal LLMs into 3D environments as embodied agents, they hallucinate in completely different ways than they do in 2D vision language tasks. We're not talking about pixel level inconsistencies here, but fundamental mistakes about object presence, spatial relationships, and geometric reasoning. Imagine an agent confidently declaring there's a door to the left when there's actually a wall or trying to pick up an object that doesn't exist. The authors introduced 3DVCD, which stands for 3D visual contrastive decoding. The core idea is brilliant. Instead of just relying on the agent's internal representations, they use contrastive decoding to compare what the agent thinks it sees with alternative interpretations of the 3D scene. It's like having the agent constantly double-check its spatial understanding by considering what else the scene could contain. The method works by contrasting the agent's preferred interpretation with systematically altered versions of the scene representation during decoding. This helps filter out responses that are inconsistent with the actual 3D structure. For robotics researchers and anyone building embodied AI systems, this is a game changer. The approach is inference time only, so you can apply it to existing models without retraining. The improvement in grounding accuracy they demonstrate is substantial. And crucially, it doesn't just reduce hallucinations. It maintains the agent's ability to reason about complex spatial relationships when they actually exist. Our fourth paper takes us into strategic AI gaming with Nemobot Games by Chi-Wei Tan and team. This isn't just another paper about AI playing games. It's about creating a systematic framework for engineering game-playing agents using LLMs, and it builds on Claude Shannon's classic taxonomy of game-playing machines. Nemobot is essentially an interactive development environment where you can create, customize, and deploy LLM-powered game agents while actively learning from their strategies. What makes this interesting is how it bridges the gap between theoretical game AI and practical agent development. The system demonstrates capabilities across four distinct classes of games, from perfect information games like chess to complex strategic environments with partial observability. The LLM-based chatbot component is particularly clever. It acts as both a teacher and a sparring partner, helping users understand different strategic approaches while they build their agents. The framework shows how modern LLMs can be effective game players, not just virtual force search, but by learning and applying strategic principles in human interpretable ways. For ML practitioners, this represents a new paradigm for building strategic reasoning systems. Instead of hand-coding game trees or training specialized neural networks from scratch, you can leverage LLMs' reasoning capabilities and enhance them with game-specific knowledge. The interactive learning component means the agents can adapt and improve based on gameplay experience, making them more robust than static implementations. Finally, let's dive into co-evolving LLM decision and skill bank agents for long horizon tasks. By Xiang Wu and colleagues, long horizon tasks are the holy grail of AI agents. Think about managing a complex project over weeks or navigating a video game world where your early decisions affect outcomes dozens of steps later. The challenge is that LLMs, despite their impressive reasoning abilities, often struggle with consistent decision-making over extended time horizons, especially under delayed rewards and partial observability. This paper introduces a co-evolutionary approach where you have two types of agents working together: decision agents that choose what to do and skill bank agents that manage how to do it. The key insight is that these shouldn't be separate, static components, but should evolve together as they encounter new situations and challenges. The decision agent learns which skills are most effective in different contexts, while the skill bank agent refines and expands its repertoire based on successful outcomes. It's like having a strategist and a tactician on the same team who constantly share insights and adapt their approaches based on what works. The framework is tested on complex gaming environments that require multi-step reasoning and skill chaining over many time steps. What's impressive is how the co-evolutionary approach leads to emergent strategies that neither agent could have developed alone. For practitioners building autonomous systems or complex reasoning agents, this suggests a powerful architecture pattern. Instead of trying to build one monolithic agent that does everything, consider decomposing the problem into strategic decision-making and tactical skill execution, then let these components co-evolve. The approach seems particularly promising for robotics applications or any domain where you need sustained, coherent behavior over long-time horizons. That's a wrap on today's episode of Unzip. Huge thanks again to Limitless AI for sponsoring today's show. You can find links to all these papers in the show notes, along with our usual breakdown of key findings and practical takeaways. If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to subscribe and share it with your team. Until next time, keep unpacking those papers, and I'll catch you on the next episode.